Hey, and welcome to the GCC Youth Podcast. GCC Youth is a student ministry of Gracewood Community Church. We meet every Wednesday evening from 6:45 to 8. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at GCC Youth Lebanon and follow us for the latest on what's happening. We hope you're encouraged by this message and inspired to grow in your faith. Thanks for listening. Now to the message. Well, hey, GCCU, thanks for joining me here tonight. Yes, this looks a little bit different, but it's one of the ways we're going to stay connected during this time of limited in-person interaction. We've been in a dating series we're calling Save the Date over the past couple weeks, and so I want to continue that with you tonight, which will be week three. So I want to ask you a question. Have you ever noticed how a lot of times whenever we're in a relationship, we tend to throw common sense out the window? And the problem is that when we're in a relationship, it's harder to see things clearly. And when someone can't see a situation clearly, they make choices they wouldn't have made otherwise. And what's crazy is that we see it when it's happening to other people, but we don't always see it when it's happening to ourselves. See, we all tend to have some general rules when it comes to dating, right? Don't date a cheater. Don't date someone who brings you down. Don't date someone who treats you poorly. Don't date someone who pulls you away from friends or goals or values you have for yourself, right? But when we actually start falling for someone and getting feelings and emotions involved, those rules tend to become a little bit more flexible. And the question is, what do you do about it? How do you save your dating life from decisions that you will regret? And I want to look at a story from the Bible that speaks to this issue. It involves arguably the most famous king of Israel, King David. Now, David was known as a victorious general, a great leader, a man after God's own heart, but even with those credentials, he still made some mistakes. And during that time, when a nation went to war, the kings themselves would typically fight alongside their troops. But look what David does. In 2 Samuel 11, verse 1, it says, "In the spring of the year, when kings normally go out to war, David sent Joab and the Israelite army to fight the Ammonites." So while his army was at war, David stayed home and got bored. Now, that's certainly possible with where we are now, isn't it? We're home because of all this COVID-19 business, and we're at risk of getting bored because you can't hang out with everyone like you're used to, and you got all this time, but what are you going to do with it? So, David sent Joab, the Israelite army, to war while he stayed home and got bored. So, one afternoon, David is looking out over the balcony and notices a beautiful woman bathing. So, he sends someone to find out about her, and this was their report. "She is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite." That's in 2 Samuel 11, 3. Now, David wasn't interested in logic here at this point. His judgment was clouded by emotions. I mean, the guy made it a point to let him know the woman was married. But David isn't hearing the clue here. So he sends someone to bring Bathsheba to him anyway. And we can imagine that David made a few assumptions here. Number one, I'm an exception to the rule. Number two, what I want isn't all that bad. And number three, I can manage the consequences. So what does David do? Well, he sleeps with Bathsheba. And soon after that, Bathsheba discovers she's pregnant. So now David is in a pickle. He panics. He decides to call Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, home from war. He thinks that if Uriah came home and slept with his wife, then everyone could say that the baby was Uriah's and not his. But Uriah doesn't think it's fair that he be with his wife when all other soldiers can't be. At this point, David is desperate to hide what he did, and so he goes for the ultimate solution. He gives an order for Uriah to go back to war. Uriah was killed, and afterwards, David made Bathsheba one of his wives. So, sometimes when we're in the middle of a situation, we can lose perspective, right? We can convince ourselves that we're the exception. The reality is, we believe that the exception is us to the usual consequences, and that means that we're just in denial. The reality is, when we believe that we're the exception to the usual consequences, we're just in denial. Throughout David's ordeal, he was asking the wrong questions. Over and over again, he was asking what he could get away with. How could he avoid the consequences? When we believe we're the exception to the rule, we can justify just about anything. We can tell ourselves things are okay when they really aren't. And listen, you owe it to yourself to be honest with yourself. And when it comes to dating, it helps to ask yourself the right questions. And so ask yourself this: is there an area where you're just not being honest with yourself? When did David realize how far he'd gotten off track? Well, he didn't realize he'd gotten off track until a close friend named Nathan spoke up. Now, Nathan was a prophet, and prophets were used by God to communicate his insights to people. So when this situation officially spiraled out of control, Nathan confronted David, and David actually listened. He got clarity that he'd been unable to see otherwise. And we all need a person who will be honest with us when we're not being honest with ourselves, right? So as you go out throughout this next week, I want to encourage you to do three things. The first is this: find your Nathan. Find someone who will speak into your life and be honest with you. It may take a little work to find someone, or maybe you are already thinking of someone, but ask them to speak truth into your life. And that's the second thing. Ask them to help you see areas where you're not honest with yourself or facing the truth in your life. And then the third thing is this: listen to them. The reality is that all of us can end up a million places that we didn't want to be by accident, all because we never asked tough questions and made tough decisions. To end up where you want to be in a dating relationship and relationships in life, to save the date, as we're saying, you need to be honest with yourself and let someone else be honest with you too. I love you guys and encourage you to stay connected during this time. Keep watching this account for more content as we go online for the next couple of weeks and potentially beyond. Things may look different now, but that doesn't mean we have to stop interacting. Share with other people what it is that God's doing in your life right now. Stay the course, and I'll see you soon.